first meeting. The day has finally arrived. We've been chatting online and on the phone for a few months. But now I'm taking the next step in meeting you. From the beginning of our chats and emails, your words created something in me that was new and scary. I never thought that I would have this response or want and desire this experience of giving myself over to you completely, letting you control my thoughts and actions. But instead of scaring me away, it makes me crave more. I arrive at where we're going to meet a little early. Sitting in the car for a moment, I can feel my hands shaking slightly. I feel the excited anticipation in my stomach and the dampness beginning to gather between my thighs. After taking several deep breaths, I get out of the car and start walking towards the store. Nearing the entrance, my phone rings, and I know it is you before answering. You tell me not to say anything unless you ask directly, and then ask me if I understand. I inhale at the sound of your voice before telling you, yes. You then direct me to walk back to my car and get in, to not put my phone down unless you tell me to. As I turn around, I start scanning the parking lot, trying to see if I can spot where you are before I get into the car. I close the door, and I hear you tell me, look over to the parking garage, that I'm to drive to the fourth level and find a red minivan and park between it and the wall on the left. Again, you ask if I understand. Almost breathlessly, I answer you, yes. As I start the car, you tell me that I can put the phone down, but not turn it off. And once I'm parked, I have to pick it back up. I put the phone into my lap, take a deep breath, pull it out, and go over to the garage. After finding the ramp, I head up the four levels, and then I see the minivan. I look around again, but still can't see where you might be. I pull into the spot, then pick up the phone again. Good girl, you say. That makes me smile and feel pleased. You instruct me to keep the car running and the heat on, as you don't want me to get cold. And then you tell me to unbutton and take off my coat and scarf. Swallowing, I listen to the command of your voice, letting myself sink into what you are telling me to do. I slowly begin to undo and remove my coat and scarf. My breathing is starting to get faster. My nipples are tightening, and I can feel the heat in my core, feel that I'm getting wetter. You ask if I have any panties on. Yes, I tell you, knowing that you're going to tell me to remove them. My breath is starting to pick up as I listen to you, as you tell me first, press them into me, soaking them with my wet juices, because you know how wet you've already made me, before taking them off and putting them on the passenger seat. I reach one hand under my skirt. I press my fingers into the apex of my panties, pushing them against myself, where I'm so very wet from anticipation and your commands. I know you hear my breathing catch as I press on myself, pushing and teasing, starting to pant a little as I remove my panties and put them on the passenger seat, where anyone can see them if they walk up next to the car. Leaning my head back, I close my eyes, and listening to your voice, feel my hand move almost under its own violation until I'm touching myself. I'm so wet and ready. I don't know how long I'm going to last. You tell me to circle and rub my fingers all around my hot, wet pussy, touching the lips, sliding over my slit, but that I'm not to touch my clit until you tell me. I begin to explore, sliding over the little nub of my clit, wanting to touch it more but knowing you told me not to. My fingers slide through the gathering wetness, and I rub it all around. Slowly, you tell me to take one finger and push inside my pussy as deep as I can go. And to start fucking myself slowly. think of how that I am making myself ready for you, ready to take your thick, hard cock inside me. I add another finger when you say, and start to pump my fingers in and out. You can hear that I'm getting close, hear that I'm fucking myself for you. And then you tell me that I cannot come until you say. My thumb has come to rest on the most sensitive point of my clit, pressing into it. My breath is coming in short pants and gasp as I get closer and I feel my legs start to quiver, but I know I have to hold out to hear your words that will allow my release. I hear the side door open and feel the car give as someone sits down. My eyes start to open with surprise, but your hand is already there to keep them closed and take away the phone, your mouth next to my ear. You're ready to come, aren't you? You ask. You tell me you can hear it in my breathing, see it in how my hips are rising off the seat. Hear it in the slick, wet sounds coming from my fingers fucking myself. I breathlessly answer, shamelessly begging you, please, please let me come for you. I feel your hand reach under my skirt and cover mine, trapping my hand against me, feeling that my thumb is resting on my clit. Growling in my ear, you remind me that I wasn't allowed to touch my clit yet. And I groan as you move my thumb away. I'm so close and desperate to come. I feel you slide a finger in with mine, stretching me more. Curving it up to hit my sweet spot, increasing the pressure I'm feeling as you force me to increase the speed. Fuck your pussy harder, you say, that you want to feel me come just for you. You know how close I am. You can feel me shaking, trying to hold on. At last, you give me the words of release, and you tell me to come for you, to come right now. I feel your thumb press on my clit as our fingers move quickly in and out of my pussy. Your words push me over the edge, releasing me, and I feel my explosive orgasm start shaking and bucking my hips into both our hands. Fuck. Feeling your hand cover mine as I gasp, cry out my release, my juice soaking both of us. Fuck you. Oh, God. Fuck, yes. In my mindless state, I hear you say, good girl, and that you can't wait to fuck me, to bend me over, thrust into me, taking me over and over, filling me with your cum before sending me home. You whisper how hot and wet I am, that I'm just fucking delicious to you. My breath catches at your words, and I start to pant again, listening to you and feeling our fingers still rubbing and pushing into me. As you continue to play gently with my pussy, you tell me that you're leaving a key and directions on the seat, and that in 5 minutes I am to follow the directions. My phone is to remain on. Slowly, you draw your finger from me, sliding it all over my sensitive pussy. 5 minutes, you tell me. I hear the door open and feel you leave the car. Slowly I open my eyes, but don't look for you. I'm still coming down from the intensity of the orgasm. And I know that I will need the time you gave me to regain my focus. Drawing in a breath, I look over at the passenger seat and see a key for a hotel and written directions for getting there sitting next to my phone. As I pick up both, my phone and the directions, I notice that my panties are no longer on the seat. Reading the directions while waiting, I concentrate on slowing my breathing and realize that you have put my phone on speaker. I set it in the dash, knowing you can hear me recover and starting to move about. 5 minutes pass, and I put my seatbelt back on, reverse the car, drive out of the parking garage. Following your directions, I proceed to make my way to a hotel that is a few miles away. After parking, I reach for the key and am about to get out when I hear you again. Before I go in, you say, I have to reach back under my skirt and tell you how wet I still am. And if I'm not sufficiently wet enough, I will have to stay there in the car, stroking myself where anyone might see me. Taking a breath, I put my hand under my skirt, hoping that I'm still wet enough, as I don't think I can handle anyone seeing me just now. I can feel the slick moisture on my thighs before touching my pussy, so I'm able to tell you, very wet. Before hearing the signal end, you remind me that we still have the little matter of me not being able to follow your directions completely to discuss. Taking a deep breath at your words, I get out of the car, still a little shaky, to make my way into the hotel and you.